Now you take it, you think years ago when the old people, you know, they made their own beds, bedsteads.
Well, I guess they did.
And most of them had their pillars that was as, the pillars was the length of the width of the bed. You didn't, now you got two, mm-hmm. but back then they didn't have but one.
And was that always called a bolt, or was it called a pillow too?
Well, I think the old folks back then, they called it a bolt.
Okay. What do you put on a bed for warmth?
Well, bedspread, you can use blankets, quilts. Now, we use quilts, because we made our own quilts.
Yeah, I bet you did. I bet they were pretty,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they were. My mother pieced them things.
How long would it take her to make one?
Well, if you just, it wouldn't take you long if you would, say, when you started, just keep on till you finished it. But back then, you see, they wouldn't do that. They'd go ahead and piece this top up, maybe through the winter when they couldn't get out and do other things, they'd piece the top of the quilt. And then in the spring of the year, the summertime, they'd give a quilt. And then all the neighbor women would come in and they'd help them quilt that thing, and they'd put it in a frame first. And then they would, four or five women knock one out in a little while.
And did they take turns so that each woman would get to keep one?
Oh, yeah.
So
in other words, there would be several quiltings in the neighborhood in a year's time there, just as fast as people would get them ready. And then, see, they chipped in and helped each other out. They'd have what they call a regular quilting days.
I see. It was like a party almost.
Yeah. I wonder about the old Elvis house. It's just that, but of course they cooked a big meal that day, see, and that was one way the women had of getting together, and it was kind of a, well, I reckon they called it a club like too.
But the men never were in on that.
No,
not even the little boys.
No, you take the women walked, some of them walked 4 and 5 miles to learn the quilting today.
Really?
Sure,
that's
I'll be
nice.
Comfortable. They sure would.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. It's kind of neat. So in other words, one woman would sew all the pieces together, and then they would all do the actual quilting on top.
That's right,
of it.
That's right.
Is that how it works? I've never seen one made. I've seen one.
Well, you
one,
see, she'd take these little pieces and she'd make a top now, big enough for her bed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then of course she would buy what they called back then, unbleached domestic, was for the lining.
Oh.
All right, then your cotton went in between that.
Right.
You put your lining in your frames. You'd baste it. And then four frames, and then you spread your cotton on that, and then you put your top down, baste it down, and everybody sit around there then, and they had certain figures that they'd quilt in there.
It wouldn't just be cross lines, then it would be actual figures.
In other words, you might start off with a half circle.
Uh-huh.
Just keep on, listen over here, take it and carry it on to the other end, see, and go all the way across.
That's nice.
Now, if you was going to quilt it on a machine, you'd have to have about four people, one on each corner, and then one operating the machine, and then you'd put a seam right across the center of it.
Uh-huh.
Right that way.
Both ways?
Both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd come back with your machine, where this one come here, and you'd go till you hit that, almost to it. Well, it'd be about that far apart, you see, and then the machine would go this way. So they run that corner out, and then go back and run this, all four corners out.
That's not as pretty.
It was, and you know, you could run one off on the machine. If you had four people holding, one that was used to it and knew what they were doing, you could, after you got set up there, you could run one on in about 30 minutes.
And as opposed to how many days when the women were doing it?
Oh, well, it'd take maybe a couple of days to quilt it by hand.
Oh. But didn't it come out prettier by hand?
It was, yeah. You see, you got all different figures and everything.
You
could do by hand, you couldn't do it on the machine.
Now, how do you know about quilting machines? Did your family have one?
No, that's
about
a regular sewing machine. Sewing machine.
Well, you're talking about quilting with a sewing machine.
A sewing machine, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you could do that.
Well, now that was the latest thing on back then, it come out making quilts on a sewing machine.
Yeah.